touch your toes, girl, you know you're just showing off. That little tattoo on your tan line, oh my, pretty little butterfly, what else have you got to hide? I wanna kiss you in the parking lot, under the moonlight, kiss you running red lights, baby, set the mood right, just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor, kiss you like a let's go, come on, baby, let me hear you say, oh, oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes, glowing, then I wanna kiss you in the morning. Yeah, I wanna kiss you in the morning. I wanna kiss you in the parking lot, under the moonlight, kiss you running red lights, baby, set the mood right, just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor, kiss you like a let's go, come on, baby, let me hear you say, oh, oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes glowing, then I wanna kiss you in the
to local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another aviation mishap. This one, a malfunction on board an American Airlines flight headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas. It had to divert to Denver. And while taxiing on the runway, the engine caught fire. At least a dozen of the 180 people on board were hurt during the evacuation. In Austin, Texas, five people were killed, including two children, as a result of a multi-vehicle pileup that involved a tractor trailer. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer now says he will vote in favor of the House spending bill that'll keep the government funded through fall. His reasoning:
under a shutdown, the Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential, furloughing staff with no promise they would ever be rehired.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the administration to hire back the thousands of government workers who have already been laid off under Elon Musk's DOGE program. This is ABC News. Interpol, the international police agency, is now joined in the investigation for missing University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kononki. ABC's Ariel Reshev has more.
Officials in the Dominican Republic say Kononki was last seen walking to the beach with 24-year-old Joshua Reby around 4 a.m. According to authorities, Reby captured on hotel cameras returning to his room that morning around 9 a.m. alone. Kononki's clothes and shoes found on the beach. Loudoun County authorities calling Reby a person of interest. But Dominican authorities tell ABC News Reby is cooperating and is a witness, not a suspect, telling them that the two were hit by a large wave. They also say he gave them three different versions of what happened that night because he was too drunk to clearly remember.
Kansas has now reported on the list of states where measles has been had. Texas is still the hot spot with hundreds of cases in the western part of the state. Two people in Texas have died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is one of the top three types of cancer in the world and is diagnosed in 150,000 people a year, with 1 in 20 diagnosed dying from the disease. Screenings can decrease your chances of dying from the disease by 90%. While the average age to begin screening for colon cancer is 45, it can be different for everyone. According to the American Cancer Society, anyone can develop colon cancer, but certain factors can increase the risk. It can be caused by genetics, but colon cancer is based on a large part of the environment as well. The month of March aims to raise awareness about this cancer, which is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. It's that time of year, spring! Time to sign up for baseball, softball, and the T-Ball Youth League. Sign-ups on March 19th and March 24th from 4:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Park Falls High School cafeteria. Please note that this is open to all boys and girls that have completed 4YK to 14 years old. And new this year, 7 to 8 year olds may decide to continue with T-ball or may advance to a coach pitch 8U program, depending on your comfort level and ability. They would like to remind you that payment is due at time of sign up. Once again, this is happening March 19th and March 24th from 4:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Park Falls High School cafeteria. An update on a story we've been following, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will now release money to Wisconsin farmers, previously left in the lurch by the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the details.
The Dairy Business Initiative Program is a law sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It allowed dairy farmers to get grants on projects that would modernize their operations and provide more jobs. 88 dairy businesses across the Midwest have been awarded those grants, totaling more than $6 million. Many of them started those projects knowing they would later be reimbursed by the federal government. But the Trump administration ordered the USDA not to release the money. There's been a lot of back and forth since then. Now Baldwin says the USDA secretary has agreed to reverse course, and the 30 dairy businesses across the Badger State will get that money they were counting on. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Well, Wisconsin could receive the first thunderstorms of the season, and the National Weather Service hopes you'll stay involved telling them how much rain you receive. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. All month long, the National Weather Service is asking all citizens in Wisconsin, even in the most remote areas, to think about being a rainfall reporter. Is this important information? Yes, that's according to principal atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass. He works for Conduit, and he is all about weather. And he said, well, he loves the technology they have at their fingertips. It can't replace people.
There's an interesting thing about weather forecasting in that human intuition and institutional knowledge has not yet been replicated with computing systems, be it AI, be it whatever. And as a result, if we're not there to kind of understand the nuances of the pattern, the chaos in the system, the nonlinearity, then these forecasts, they get bad. They're just not good at all. So this is great. It's a great thing. That means job security. I'll continue to work because we need people to tell the narrative around the data, and we also need people to build the systems that interpret the data. So while there's been incredible advancements in AI, we still have a massive need for the human forecaster to interpret all of this and to make sense of it.
Eric Snodgrass, one of the principal atmospheric scientists for Conduit. He was also a guest speaker this week at the Professional Dairy Producers Annual Conference. If you want to stay engaged reporting weather observations and rainfall updates, real simple to sign up. Go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And 10 volunteers, as well as supporters and staff of the Wisconsin 4-H program, are being inducted into the 2025 Hall of Fame class. You want to find out who they are? Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers built an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, a gusty south to southeast wind, lows dropping to the lower to middle 40s. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms possible. We'll see highs in the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. Gusty south winds up around 25. It's 42 at our studios.
98 Q Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Got almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I I wanna know how forever feels.
secret at the grave. And the preacher said he was a good man, and his brother said he was a good friend. But the women in the two black veils, they didn't bother to cry. Yeah, they took turns laying a hose down, threw a handful of dirt into the deep ground. He's not the only one who had a secret to hide.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
You're one bad habit. I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I've seen you in here before. I said I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, he got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was. Says that you can't do this, boy. But my pride says, oh yes you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. 'Cause I know fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. 'Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
There goes Jelly Roll at 98Q Country with Liar. I hope you are well on a Friday morning, the 14th of March, and we're going to get you some nice temperatures today. If you maybe you stayed up late last night to see the blood moon, I saw some photos that a few people posted on social media. Pretty cool. Happy for you. I needed a good night's sleep, though, and that's exactly what I got. 42 is what we're at right now, temperature-wise, and we're going to climb up. Listen to this. Listen to this. How about a 70-degree high temperature today? Yeah, sunshine with a few clouds mixed here and there. Your winds will be south-southeast at about 10 to 20, a little bit breezy. And we'll see an occasional rain shower move in overnight tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm, with a low dropping to about 45 degrees. Saturday will be a rainy day with highs of about 50. And they're talking about some areas of the Midwest maybe getting some severe weather with a system that's moving through, not so much here in northern Wisconsin, but other parts of the Midwest. But Saturday is going to be a rainy day. But for the daytime hours today, should be fabulous. Should be absolutely fabulous. So last night, good game, a great game. Came down to the end, a three-pointer by Rib Lake was the difference. And Rib Lake moved on with a 44-41 win over Prentice. So Rib Lake and Turtle Lake now will play. That game, they like to do this in tournament time. They like to find locations that maybe are a little more friendly as far as travel goes. So Rib Lake and Turtle Lake will play the Battle of the Lakes. This will be in Altoona at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And we're checking a few things here, but we are planning to bring you that game Saturday afternoon. So that'll be a 1 o'clock game Saturday in Altoona now. And we'll bring you this contest with Rib Lake, a Merriwood North Conference team. A lot of interest with this game. So we'll bring you that game Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Right here, we'll talk more about who moved on in the boys and who moved on in the girls state tournament. We'll take a look at that coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Let's see. We're going to have to make an adjustment. We were going to bring you a Brewer spring training game tomorrow, but now because of that game, we're going to have to slide our coverage a little bit for the Brewers. So we'll take a look at that and let you know what we're going to be doing with that if you'd like to listen to those spring training games. Let's get you updated on what's going on. It is almost 6:30, twice an hour. We get you news and sports, so ABC gets us going right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another aviation mishap. This one, a malfunction on board an American Airlines flight headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas. It had to divert to Denver. And while taxiing on the runway, the engine caught fire. At least a dozen of the 180 people on board were hurt during the evacuation. In Austin, Texas, five people were killed, including two children, as a result of a multi-vehicle pileup that involved a tractor trailer. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer now says he will vote in favor of the House spending bill that'll keep the government funded through fall. His reasoning:
under a shutdown, the Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential, furloughing staff with no promise they would ever be rehired.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the administration to hire back the thousands of government workers who have already been laid off under Elon Musk's Doge program. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Well, the Girl Scout cookie lineup will feature many of your favorites, including Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and Peanut Butter Patties this year. If you're a fan of the Toast Yay cookies, this is your last year to enjoy them. At the close of the 2025 cookie season, the Toast Yay flavor will be retired. You can check with your local council or use the Girl Scout cookie finder to locate a booth. You can also enter your zip code there to purchase cookies to be shipped directly to your home. Once again, for fans of the Toast Yay cookies, they are being retired at the end of this cookie season. The Park Falls Public Library is pleased to partner with CESA 12 in holding informational meetings for families wanting to know more about the use of IEPs for their children and the role the family plays in implementing and supporting the IEP. An IEP is short for Individual Education Plan, which is a tool used to help students with disabilities that help to put a plan in place to help children reach their full learning potential through modifications that can be used throughout the school day. There is no charge for these informational programs, and the programs will take place on March 17th and the 31st. Attendance at both sessions is important. These will be taking place from 4 p.m. to 5:30 at the Park Falls Library, and parents can register by calling Stephanie at 715-685-1848 or by emailing Stephanie at stephaniel@cesa12.org. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E-L at C-E-S-A-12.org. Once again, these programs are taking place March 17th and March 31st from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Park Falls Public Library. Governor Tony Evers released a statement on Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. Melissa Kay reports.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report is brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop, Highway 51 North, Minocqua. As the game fish season has come to a close on Sunday, it's nice to see the panfish action ramping up. That is giving us ice enthusiasts plenty of reasons to hit the ice and enjoy some more of our favorite sport. As a note, the final game fish weekend was a good one with lots of reports of walleye and pike catches. Some years it's been an end with a fizzle. This year it ended with a bang. Pike to 37 inches and walleyes to 28 inches were reported with plenty of numbers, a shortage of big bait, which was our fault, being the only downside. Bluegill, very good. Very nice catches of nice-sized gills, many in that 8 to 8.5 inch range, with some up to 9 3/4 were reported. Early to mid-morning's best for size, but nice fish caught throughout the day. Waxworms, butterworms, and plastics on 3 mm tungsten jigs and 7 to 10 foot cabbage was the best. Crappie fishing is very good. Lots of 10 to 12 inch fish caught and bagged this weekend with reports and picks of slabs to 15 inches. Still a basin bite for the most part on rattle and cast masters, tika flash and jointed pinheads tipped with spikes or waxies. Tip downs doing well baited with rosies or crappie minnows. And of note, the drawdown on the willow flowage has made some areas hazardous, so use caution. Reports of slower in fishing Friday and Saturday may be more reason to stay off. Yellow perch fishing was good, mostly in mud flats of 14 to 22 foot using number 2 pimp with red wigglers or tip downs of small minnows. Shout out to all the high school teams that participated in the KISS tournament this past Saturday. Your catches made me envious. Thank you, Winneconne, Milton High Schools, Wazaki, Northland Pines, Rhinelander, Bombigan High School, and Rosholt, the students and coaches, for all your participation. Great job. Well, that's all I've got for today's report. Until the next time, this is Kurt from the Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, a gusty south to southeast wind, lows dropping to the lower to middle 40s. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms possible. We'll see highs of the upper 60s, close to 70 degrees. Gusty south winds up around 25. It's 42 at our studios.
98Q Country.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a-coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Oh, to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now, singing along with the radio.
of my mind. I'm just waiting on the sun to go down. The sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting. You were walking by me on the street when I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. We'll should be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. And when we say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the stars come out. And when you hold my hand in the back of my
Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. She's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you know mamas and daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw.
Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's
I'll turn them on.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Couldn't ask for more.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me.
Brown and Caitlin Brown is right there. Thank God at 98Q Country. And a good Friday to you. We have a really nice day today with 70 for the high. Rain's going to move in later in the day, and then we're going to see a wet Saturday tomorrow. We'll go from a 70 high temp today to only about a 49 high temp for tomorrow. And even cooler than that on Sunday. We'll see. The traveling over the weekend should be all right, but with that cooler weather on Sunday, there's a chance we could see a little interesting mix as the weather is a bit turbulent around the Midwest this weekend. It doesn't look like we're going to see any brunt of some severe weather up here, but other parts of the Midwest may be seeing that. Lots going on. We know all the teams that will play a game tomorrow for the right to go to the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll run through those coming up. We will have coverage of Rib Lake. Rib Lake and Turtle Lake are going to play tomorrow. That's going to be at Altoona High School at 1 o'clock. Initially, this game was Hayward at 7 o'clock. but they like to move around those sectional games to make it geographically fair for the schools. So for Turtle Lake and Rib Lake to go to Hayward, I don't know. Altoona's about the same, isn't it? I don't know. There's a lot of different reasons they move it. But we're going to do a 1 o'clock game on Saturday, and the Rib Lake boys from the Marrowwood will try to advance on to the state tournament. Turtle Lake had a one-point win over Spring Valley to get there. Rib Lake, of course, hitting a three-pointer right at the end of the game last night to beat Prentice 44-41. So Auburndale advanced on also from the Marrowwood Conference. They beat Stratford last night. So Auburndale is now going to play Bonduel for the right to go to state. And that game will be tomorrow also. Well, again, we'll run through some of that info upcoming after 7 o'clock. We'll do a shopping show a little bit later on this morning. We'll see what else we can dig up for you here. Should be a beautiful day to get out and about and get moving around. Should be a nice one out there. Let's get some words of wisdom to get you into the weekend. We take a moment to focus on the family.
Gene and I were shocked when we went through premarital counseling. It ended up being a good experience for us, but things didn't exactly get off to a good start. There were 12 couples in our group, and 3 of them walked out in the middle of the sessions. They said they decided not to get married. They were too different from one another. Gene and I were shocked that almost a quarter of the couples in our little group weren't as perfectly matched as we were. At least, that's how I thought about my relationship with Gene over 30 years ago. Looking back, I understand why we thought we had almost everything in common. We were lost in what I call the love fog. The love fog is that dreamy state most of us walk through in the weeks and months leading up to marriage. Our relationships drift along on such a romantic high that we gloss over significant differences that we notice in each other. It's a great time in the relationship, but it can lull engaged couples into a false sense of unity. That's what happened to me and Gene, and it's what happens to most couples. We all want to believe we're perfectly matched with our spouses, but once the fog of love clears, your differences will start bubbling to the surface. The good news is, different doesn't have to mean bad. Differences can become strengths in your marriage once you can see clearly enough to recognize them. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price.
What?
They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second-guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
98Q Country.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like way. Songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. This place, and I gotta find her.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98Q Country.
I don't leave and hear for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. All over. have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas this morning announcing it will release American hostage Idan Alexander and the bodies of four other dual nationals. It is unclear as of now if they are the bodies of dual national Americans currently being held. The statement comes as talks continue in Doha to try to broker the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. A dozen people had to be hospitalized after a jet engine caught fire at the Denver airport. 180 people on board. Five people killed and a multi-car pileup in Austin, Texas. No cause yet determined. There's a vote in the Senate expected today on the budget plan that President Trump once passed. Senate leader Chuck Schumer saying last night,
"While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse."
The market still rattled by the back-and-forth Trump tariff policies. The S&P now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. This is ABC News. The markets remain in turmoil amid confusion over the Trump administration's economic policies. The S&P is now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Issue number one for Wall Street is the 10.